This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court has refused to stay the Waqf law but put on hold certain provisions of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The clause requiring a person to be a practicing Muslim for 5 years before dedicating property as Waqf has been stayed. The top court ruled that this clause will remain suspended until state governments frame rules to determine such conditions. Pronouncing an interim order, a bench comprising Chief Justice B.R. Gavai and Justice Augustine George Massey said it has considered prima facie challenge to each of the sections and found no case was made out to stay the entire statute. The provision allowing a government-designated officer to decide disputes on whether Waqf property encroaches on government land has also been stayed, with the court observing that executive officers cannot adjudicate citizens' rights as this will violate separation of powers. The court also restricted the creation of third-party rights over such disputed properties until tribunals decide the matter. The court has also addressed the provision on the inclusion of non-Muslims in Waqf bodies. The provision allowing the nomination of non-Muslim members to the Waqf boards has not been stayed. However, the court observed that as far as possible, the ex officio member of the board should be a Muslim person. The court observed that for the Central Waqf Council, it shall not consist of more than 4 non-Muslim members, and for State Waqf Board, not more than 3 non-Muslim members. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch development projects worth over 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar's Purnia district today. We have a report.
The Prime Minister will launch flight services from the newly constructed Purnia Airport. He will also inaugurate the National Makhana Board, which will benefit the makhana producing farmers from the region. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for railway projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Bihar. Mr. Modi will flag off a new Vande Bharat Express between Danapur and Jogbani and also inaugurate 2 Amrit Bharat trains. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Purnia.
3 top Naxalites were killed in an encounter in Karandi village in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand this morning. The slain Naxalites include Central Committee member Sahdev Soren, alias Parvesh, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, Raghunath Hembrom, alias Chanchal, with a reward of 25 lakh rupees, and Bir Sen Gandru, alias Ram Kilavan, who had a reward of 10 lakh rupees. The joint operation was conducted by Hazaribagh police and CRPF 209 Cobra Battalion. U.S. President Donald Trump has promised that the accused in the brutal killing of an Indian national will face the full force of the law and will be charged with first-degree murder. Trump said the person was previously arrested for terrible crimes but was released under Joe Biden rule. An Indian national, Chandra Nagamalaya Annamalai, was killed in Dallas, Texas, by an undocumented immigrant in Texas on the 10th of this month. The accused, 37-year-old Martinez, was arrested and charged with capital murder. The National Payments Corporation of India has raised the per-transaction cap for person-to-merchant P2M transactions to 5 lakh rupees in specified categories effective from today. Unified Payments Interface UPI users can now make P2M transactions of up to 10 lakh rupees within 24 hours with verified merchant for categories including insurance premiums, capital markets, travel, collections, and government e-marketplace, GEM. However, the limit for person-to-person P2P transfer remains unchanged at 1 lakh rupees per day. For investments in capital markets and insurance, the per-transaction limit has been increased from 2 lakh rupees to 5 lakh rupees, with a maximum of 10 lakh rupees per day. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain for the next 3 days over northeastern states and Maharashtra. The Met Department has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated pockets of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Uttarakhand today. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading flat with negative bias in afternoon trade today. The Sensex lost 20 points to 81,885. Nifty declined 19 points to 25,095. And with that, we end this news bulletin.